getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. It's like another week has already gone by. It feels like it's been like 9 seconds. But anyway, it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Old-time oldies, because old-time music, and they're all oldies. I don't play any of the new bands. There are plenty of places play the new bands, the old bands. We just play the old bands, and everything you hear on the show, of course, comes from phonograph records. No digital stuff, no CDs, no MP3s and stuff. It's all good old scratchy records here, and even a little shellac every now and then. So if you're ready to go with another week, I think I'm ready to go for another week. Let's get Benny Prill over here. I start out on turntable number 2 every week. That's weird. But anyway, Benny Prill with Benny's Harbor Mates. Here's the Mailman's Polka to get things rolling. There you go, Benny's Harbor Mates there in the Mailman's Polka. I wonder if the mailman knows he has a polka. Anyway, gets us rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. For those of you keeping track, and I don't know, apparently I'm the only one keeping track. Show number 542, if you can believe that. Going to get us halfway through August already. Holy moly, man. I told my wife, I said, it's only like 5 months or 4 months or whatever it is till Christmas. She just about beamed me right there, man. She says, don't be hurrying up the summer anymore. All right, no more of that. Walter Ostenek, ready to go here. Turntable number 1. Yes, see, you can envision the two machines running here. And it's the Wooden Shoes Polka. Now, I think when people talk about wooden shoes, they're talking about like clogs, right? Or like Dutch wooden shoes or whatever they are. I don't see how you'd even polka with those things on, man. It's hard enough to walk. Anyway, There's the Wooden Shoes Polka. This one's got kind of a fun little opening to it, too, so I'll just shut up and let the band start things off here. 's Neck there, the Wooden Shoes Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, and your old-time oldie show up for another week here on your radio or your smart speaker or your computer or your phone or your streaming thing or wherever, even a plain old radio maybe, depending where you're at. Glad to have you along for another show. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I had found an album by Al Meixner and his orchestra, which, of course, is Alex Meixner's dad. And I'm a big Alex Meixner fan, but we don't play him on this show because he's a new guy, modern young people. And as much as I love the modern young people's music, not in the scope of this show. I figured I had to narrow it down somehow, so I only have like 10 billion records laying around instead of 20 billion records laying around. Anyway, so I grabbed this. I found another album by the Al Meixner Orchestra out in the garage in a box that I didn't know I had. I probably knew it at some point. But I long forgot about it, and I thought, well, let's play one off of here. This thing is held together with Scotch tape, a lot of Scotch tape, this album cover. And there's a lot of notes on the back telling us, you know, like one song, it says it's a polka, but it's crossed out and it says it's a waltz. So apparently somebody was counting on that one. And I notice all the ones where they have singing are all waltzes. They didn't sing any snappy numbers. I don't know what the deal is with that. I can't read the notes on this one. But there's some notes written next to this song, and it looks, I can't tell what it says. But anyway, I've got the Iron Man 60 Polka, and it has apostrophe in front of the 60, so I'm assuming it's 1960, but I don't really know. But anyway, it's the Iron Man 60 Polka. Here's Al Meixner's orchestra.
Thank you.
That is the Iron Man 60 Polka, Al Meixner's Orchestra. Not Alex, but Al Meixner's Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I'm feeling organized this week. Already have our 78 of the week chosen, so I'm not trying to figure that out while I'm doing the show. Usually, I'm digging through a stack of 78s trying to decide which one I'm going to play while I'm playing the other records, which, you know, keeps me busy, but is a lot more busy work than I need when I'm trying not to knock stuff off the record player. Anyway, I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum quickly here before we get on to our next record and invite you to check them out if you find yourself in the area. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, about an hour, a little over an hour maybe, away from where I'm sitting right now. And that's like 4,000 accordions there. I'd like to figure out how many buttons, how many keys that all adds up to, but there's a lot of variables there. But it would be hundreds and thousands of them, I'm sure. It's mind-boggling when you do the math. And, of course, they have their research information, a lot of other stuff on display, the concert hall, the agenda of fun stuff, the accordion repair and technician school. You just need to check them out. You can do it real easy online. worldofaccordions.org is a good place to start. Take a look at some pictures, read a lot of good information, and maybe work them into your travel schedule. If maybe you're in the area, maybe you don't live that far away from Superior, Wisconsin, and you're like, what? There's an accordion museum in Wisconsin? Well, get your butt over there and check it out, you know? And the rest of you, see if you can't work it into your plan. At least check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, let's do a Lil Wally record. This is interesting. Normally a Lil Wally record says it's like Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Sometimes it says Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. This one just says Lil Wally, but under the name Lil Wally, it says Mr. Happiness. It's the Take Me Baby Polka.
On earth will do. Take me, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know. On earth will do.
Yeah.
Take me, baby.
Take me, baby.
Don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
I love you twice.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know.
All right, Lil Wally there says right on the record, Mr. Happiness. I'm not going to argue with the guy, but anyway, there's the Take Me Baby Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now I got a record Up next, we welcome a band to the show whose music, to my knowledge, has never been on the program because I don't recall having any records by them until somebody brought me this one. A listener brought this into me and said, hey, here's they had a box of records. And they're like, hey, here's some records that we're passing on to you. Maybe you can use them. And I had no records that I know of anyway by the Yukon Button Box Club. And I thought, well, let's get one of these on the show, shall we? So I have one. They're going to do a Toot Toot Tootsie, which, of course, we all, you know, you immediately get, what's his name? Al Jolson singing it, stuck in your head, don't you? But polka version by the Yukon Button Box Club. Here we go. That's a good sounding record. I've never had had that one on the air before. The Yukon Button Box Club and their polka version, Toot Toot Tootsie. Goodbye. First time they've been on the show, as far as I know, because a listener actually brought me that record in a box of records. And I was like, hey, let's play something. Now, I'm going to do something I don't believe I've ever done on the show before. We'll probably will never do again. I'm going to do it because the opportunity presents itself. I will never do this again. I will never remember to do this again. But Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye is one of those songs that sticks with you, you know. 1922, Al Jolson was big doing Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. 1949, there were two different versions of that song on the charts in 49. Art Mooney was on the charts with Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. He had another huge record that was on the charts right around then. And there was another version that was on the charts then that's always been one of my favorite ridiculous records. And because this reminded me that it existed. And plus, this counts as an extra 78 this week because it's on a 78. But I want to take the chance to play it just because I have the record. I have another version of Toot Toot Tootsie that I'm going to play for you. It's real quick. It's only a couple of minutes long. And I don't know. Yeah, I think you could probably dance to it. You could. It's probably got a solid enough polka beat. You could pull it off. But if you remember Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, did all those cartoon voices, you know, billions of cartoon voices like Yosemite Sam and Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and just tons of verses. 1949, for whatever reason, he recorded with Billy May's orchestra his version of Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. And it's described on the record as being the loony Mel Blanc because, of course, he was known for Looney Tunes at the time. I haven't played this. I haven't listened to this in ages. And I had totally forgot about it up until this very moment when I played that Yukon Button Box Club record. So for probably, I'm sure, the one and only time on the show, here is Mel Blanc. Do you remember this one?
Toot-toot, say goodbye. Toot-toot-toot, say don't cry. The toot-toot train attacks me. Away from you, no words can tell us that it makes me. Kiss me, pussy, and then do it all over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Toot-toot-toot, say don't cry. Toot-toot-toot, say goodbye.
Oh, I couldn't resist playing that because I hadn't heard that for so long. And playing the Yukon Button Box Club doing Toot Toot Tootsie reminded me it just had to be played. 1949, Mel Blanc and his many thousands of voices there. And Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. No, you couldn't probably a polka to that. You would have had to really been working hard. But you could have done the Charleston. Pretty sure that would have worked out. Anyway, let's get back to something a little more traditional. Haven't had a Lester Shuff to the Country Dutchman record on for a while. Here's the Chicago Concertina Club Polka, but it's not the Chicago Concertina Club. It's Lester Shuff and the Country Dutchman.
Thank you.
There you go, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's try out John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure. It's the Clucky song. That's what it says on the record.
Polka sound to the right and to the left and across the floor until they met. The crowd began to yell for that tune they knew so well. And if you have a doubt, well, here's the song they shout. Oh, E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Sliding through the night, the dance was almost done, but they were all still having fun. So for another buck, the band began to cluck.
Like we've gone a little extra crazy in the show this week already, huh? My goodness, the Clucky song, John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure. Between that and the Mel Blanc record I played a few minutes ago, yikes, we've become crazy people this week here on the Oompa Hour. Anyway, glad you're along nonetheless, insanity or not. And I already got a 78 ready to go because I got things switched over to play that Mel Blanc record a little bit ago. So I figured, hey, as long as I got this baby in 78 gear, let's get our 78 of the week in here. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know, playing the good old shellac records. Those are the kind somebody makes you mad, you can hit them over the head with it. And it's very dramatic because they shatter into a million pieces, but doesn't hurt all that much. But it makes you feel better, you know what I mean? Eddie Habit in the orchestra over here on a nice Decca 78. It's the Because Polka.
Because your smile is like an angel's, your lips that promise paradise, I can't forget. forget the way my heart beat when you said hello. If once I hold you in my arms, I'll never let you go. Because your eyes are filled with starlight that's stolen from the summer skies. I've been dreaming each day through. It's all because I'm so in love with you. Your smile is like an angel's, your lips that promise paradise. I can't forget the way my heart beat when you said hello. If once I hold you in my arms, I'll never let you go. Because your eyes are filled with starlight that's stolen from the summer skies. I've been dreaming each day through. It's all because I'm so in love with you.
Good sound at 78 there, man. Just don't try to read the labels while they're playing, huh? There you go. Eddie Habit, the orchestra, the Because Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's see. I already got a waltz picked out here, man. I got a 78 of the week in there, man. Now I got, oh, man, I got it narrowed down to one of two waltzes. I hit another one. I thought, ooh, I could play that one, or I could play that one. I got some good stuff in the stack this week. While I work that out, we're going to get to the waltz here after at least another record. Let's do the Michigan Polka Tales. Here's the Cheek-to-Cheek Polka.
Thank you.
I have it, Michigan Polka Tells. That's the cheek-to-cheek polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That is what's coming out of your radio right now. Or maybe it's coming out of your smart speaker or your laptop or your desktop or your smart pad phone thing. I don't know. There's so many ways you can listen to stuff. Maybe you even downloaded it somewhere or something. I don't know. But anyway, glad to have you along for another round. Got to remind you too quick, if you have a request or dedication, question, comment, whatever, you can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters by many different ways, including a telephone. You could send a text message or leave a voice message with the magic phone number, area code 218-259-2985. Yeah, 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one to remember. Or you can go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I always check the Facebook a couple of times a week. I'm not really a Facebook hound like a lot of people are, but I do check in there at least a couple of times a week. And also, the playlist for the upcoming week is posted the week before, usually, because it's a long story. But and it all depends when you hear the show and all that kind of stuff. But you can usually find out what's going to be on the next show before the next show happens if you follow us on the Facebook thing, all right? You ready to do some waltzing, dancers? Got all the furniture scooched out of the way, made a little room there so you can cut a rug, as they say. They always say roll up the rug to dance, but if you're going to cut a rug, the rug's got to be there, right? I don't know. Normally, you would expect to hear this one from Whoopi John, probably the most famous version. Here's John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Come wet your mustache with me.
Spot. I'll take you out where you'll like it a lot. Come wet your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary. Come on and make merry. Come wet your mustache with me. Come wet your mustache with me.
There you go, John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman there. Get our official polka in for the week. Come wet your mustache with me. A respectable version of a song normally heard by Whoopi John here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, let's this one always brings back some memories when I spin this group here. I have one from Renata and Girls, 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 and I kind of have flashbacks to the olden days. Many years ago, when I worked at that polka station in St. Paul, we would occasionally sponsor fun nights at the Bellray Ballroom down there. And the staff, staff people, all the announcers and stuff would appear, and we go on stage with the band, and we crack jokes and introduce songs and carry on, and we would wind up with different bands that would happen to be scheduled for the night. We had a fun night. The Shimoleski band, a very common one that we worked with. I think we, at least while I was there, only once did we do a fun night with this group, though. But it was a fun group and an unusual group because there weren't that many. There still aren't that many. I only know of two, actually, all-female polka bands. And there was the Powderpuff Girls. Not the little cartoon superheroes, but the band. And there was Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. And we had in fact, I still have the newspaper clipping hanging on the bulletin board at the station where I work now. So that's at least 50 years old of us on stage with Renata, Girls, Girls, Girls from way back. That's more than 50 years ago, for Pete's sake. But anyway, here they are. One of those real good sounding records came out of Aleatoric Records, run by Tom Rosinski down in Minneapolis back in the day. Oh, they made a lot of good sounding records. It's kind of a modern sound compared to a lot of the records. But anyway, here's Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls and the ever popular Heartbeat Polka. There, the Heartbeat Polka, Renata, and Girls, Girls, Girls on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with for another round of action here on the show. Let's do this, and then we're going to do that, right? Yeah, sure. Hang on, I'll be right back, all right?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see. What was I planning on doing? Oh, yeah, Al Soyko and his orchestra here. I picked this one because, I don't know if this affects you, but I know at the studio, at the radio station, the computers in the studio, they have the Microsoft stuff in them. See, I do everything with Apple Macs, and they do everything with the PCs. But anyway, it automatically, like, updates. Like, every Tuesday night or something, like, the system automatically gets updates and patches and security stuff from Microsoft. So you come in the morning, and you got to put in the passwords again and re-log in. And the picture on the desktop sometimes changes. Now we got something where the pictures rotate. I don't know. Anyway, I walked into work this morning, and my screen had big pink flamingos on it. And I yelled over the guy in the other store. I said, wait a minute, my computer's got pink flamingos on it. What the heck is going on here? And apparently it was just a new pretty picture that the software decided I needed to see. So in honor of Microsoft and their pink flamingo picture, here's the Flamingo Polka with Al Soyka and his orchestra. There you go, Al Soyka, the orchestra. That's the Flamingo Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We put flamingos out in the garden every now and then. We got a couple big plastic pink flamingos we put out there. I named them, actually. Their names are Wayne and Elaine, are the plastic flamingos in our yard. And that's I named them after Wayne Newton and his wife, Elaine, because they performed at the Flamingo Hotel, is where the Wayne Newton Theater was in Vegas. And so it seemed appropriate to name a pair of plastic flamingos after Wayne and Elaine Newton. I don't know. We're kind of weird around anyway. Hey, anyway, we're going to slip in a couple more here. We love y'all. It's the name of the song, but we do anyway. Here's Walter Lesniak and the orchestra.
love you, Jenny. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jenny. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jenny. We do. Oh, Jenny, we love you. We love you, Carol. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Carol. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Carol. We do.
We love y'all. Song wasn't long enough to get all the names in there, but you know how it is. Walt Lesniak and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. What do you say? This week we go out on a Cousin Fuzzy record, huh? Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, why not? Here's the Peppy Pepper Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it there. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there in the Peppy Polka, whatever I said it is. I don't know. I mean, the Peppy Pepper Polka. Anyway, gosh, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, and the old theme song is fading up from the distance there. And this can mean only one thing. Yeah, it's about time to wrap her up for another week. But I'll start stacking up the records again. You promise me you'll meet me right here again. Same place, same time next week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live in our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.